This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Before I put him out, Joe, can we play Ricky Ricardo? I don't know what he's saying. Ricky Ricardo, to me, is one of the great broadcasters in America. He does everything in broadcasting extremely well. He's a great host at WIP. He's a phenomenal broadcaster in English. He is, I think, maybe even better in Spanish. Here is him on the Eagles Spanish Network. At the end of the Eagles game, please enjoy.
Tiene que pasar por el sur de Filadelfia, por el Lincoln Financial Field. Para llegar al Super Bowl, le tienen que ganar a los Eagles aquí en su gallinero. Veremos a ver. Pero los coaches se dan la mano y los Philadelphia Eagles se llevan la victoria con marcador final de 22-16, número uno.
I can't confirm that he is indicating the game was played at Lincoln Financial Field, that the Eagles got the first seat. That was numero uno.
That's pretty much what I got out
the
of
the rest
too.
Of it, I got nothing, but he is out of line with us right now. The great Ricky Ricardo. Hi, Ricky.
Good morning, Edge. Good morning.
Ricky, we got a lot of ground to cover here. This is the big question. This is the question we have to get answered as soon as possible before we can project what the Eagles are going to do in the playoffs. How injured do you think Jalen Hurts is?
I didn't like what I saw against the Giants. I don't like the fact that the coach was saying that he was sore. When a coach comes out and admits that the guy was pretty sore, then that gives me reason to worry. Now, he is a quick healer, so hopefully in this two-week period here, there's some marked improvement in what we get next weekend, which, Edge, I think it's going to be against the Giants.
Ooh, that would be interesting,
but
too.
Hopefully it's a marked improvement from what we saw last week against that very same team.
Ricky, what the coach is saying is that, man, we knew it would hurt like hell, but he wasn't going to be injured anymore. If they knew he was going to be that injured, would they call 9 straight pass plays to start the game? Did they really? They were so reckless in their play calling. They put him in the line of fire the first 9 snaps.
Yeah, something tells me that there might be some gamesmanship going on.
Yeah,
here.
We're getting Sam back. They're sandbagging us, Ricky. It's not that bad. I guarantee you, it's not that bad.
Yeah. Well, in these extra 2 weeks, obviously, to get him ready for that game next weekend, I think he'll be just fine. I think the Eagles are going to pop back. They had their lull. I think this bye week gives them time to refresh, get everything back in order. I think the team that was dominating before the Washington loss, that's the version of the Eagles that we're going to get next weekend. And I'm telling you, I think it's going to be a rematch against the Giants. I don't see Seattle winning. I see Tampa Bay. I'm going to be at the Tampa Bay-Dallas game here in Tampa. I'll be there on Monday night. Brady beats Dallas. But I think the Giants are going to beat Minnesota, who almost beat them if it wasn't for a 61-yard field goal at the end a couple of weeks ago. I think it's a round 3 turnpike tussle. Giants-Eagles probably on a Saturday night at Lincoln Financial Field.
Ricky, what you were saying does not please me. I'm going to tell you why.
Why not?
I don't want the Giants. I don't want the Giants. I think the Vikings will find a way to beat them. I think the NFL would like, well, I guess they would like the Giants because they're a bigger TV market. But, Ricky, how was your holiday? Did you have a great Christmas and New Year's?
Oh, no, no. My Christmas was ruined by the Dallas Cowboys. But I'll tell you this.
What?
I don't think Brady is going out this weekend. Brady has got the Cowboys' number. The game is in Tampa. I don't think Brady is done yet. I think the NFC is going to end up being Tampa Bay at San Francisco, New York at Philadelphia, and Brady puts the Cowboys out of their misery here this weekend, and that just ridiculous head coach of theirs is going to get fired, and probably the ex-New Orleans coach, Sean Payton, ends up in Dallas.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my responsibility to tell you when you have heard misinformation. Everything Ricky just said is correct, including the fact that Mike McCarthy is getting fired. I just played a cut of Jerry Jones who said, under no circumstances will he fire McCarthy. Are you going to tell me that Jerry Jones is a liar?
Yes, he is.
Ricky, I got to know this now. Threw me off. How'd you get tickets to the playoff game? Who do you know?
Tampa Bay and Dallas?
Who
Dallas
do you know in Tampa?
In Tampa, I know plenty of folks. They're right across the street from where the Yankees train. So believe me, I got plenty of those connections.
All right, what about, are you taking your fiance, McCoo?
No, I'm going with one of the boys. She could care less. She'll watch the game on TV. No, I'm going with one of the guys that I grew up with. It's a big football fan.
Ricky, how many years you been engaged?
Since you introduced us, a year later we got engaged. So
that's like 10 years. That's like 8 or 9 years.
8 years, yeah.
Ricky, yeah. Come on, step up to the plate, Ricky. What's going on
here? We're waiting for you. Now that you'll have a lot of extra time coming up here in the next couple of months, then we're going to go to Vegas. Okay,
and we
want
you
to be the guy that does the ceremony. Remember, you are an ordained minister, Warren. At least you were at one point.
No, I am. I paid $39.95. I could get that renewed.
But this is, you get renewed, we'll take you to Vegas, and we'll get this done.
I want
to
say, Rhea, I swear, I hate weddings.
I know you do.
I would attend Ricky Ricardo's wedding because it would be great.
You're blessed.
All right, I guarantee it, Ricky, you could even get Super Freak there. Well, you're old. What, is he dead? Oh, he
yes,
died?
Yes, he's dead. Yeah.
Oh, he's dead. Well,
God. Jeez.
I can't
really?
Do that. All right, back to the football. I'm sorry. I get sidetracked there. Do you think I'm going to put you in the middle of this because I'm going to bring this up in a little while. This is a tough one, Ricky.
All right.
Who is more responsible for the Eagles' success this season, Jalen Hurts or Howie Roseman?
Ooh, that's a tremendous question.
Pro Football Talk yesterday named Howie Roseman Executive of the Year. And it got me thinking, oh, my God, A.J. Brown, how much better did he make Hurts? On the other side of the ball, Reddick, what do you have, 16 sacks? He was phenomenal. All these guys he added, remember, they couldn't stop the run. The next week, they got Joseph and Sue in the middle of the line. I'm going to vote for Howie here, and I want to see what you think.
I agree 1,000%. What Howie Roseman has done in the course of just a couple of seasons, turning this roster over and putting pieces in place to get the most out of Jalen Hurts' talents, I think you have to tip your hat to Howie Roseman. The way he pulls off the salary cap, everything going forward, it's a very, very happy locker room, and these guys get along. The chemistry of this team is fantastic. The veterans he brought in towards the end, Linval, Joseph, Sue, people like that, whatever contributions they can bring now in the postseason, I think are going to shine through. Howie Roseman is, I think, reason number one that the Philadelphia Eagles are number one in the NFC and have a bye, and I think in a couple of weeks, we're going to the desert.
100%, man.
We're going to the desert, Rhea. That's the Super Bowl.
Yes.
All right, don't take this the wrong way. I only have one other question for you, Ricky.
All right.
Do you think Philly's manager, Rob Thompson, is handsome?
Do I think Rob Thompson? No, Rob Thompson. No, no.
Well, you are incorrect. Rob Thompson is the second most handsome manager in baseball.
Behind who?
Behind Buck Showalter is one. All right? No, these are actual ranks done by assessing managers' faces. All right? Showalter 1, Thompson 2, Francona 5, right? 12 is Kapler. And you know who beats them all, including Thompson? John Johnson.
That's right.
Do you think John Johnson's handsome?
Tell him, Rick.
John Johnson is an extreme. I have a man crush. I've had a man crush on Johnson for years.
Oh, no. No, that is not good, Rick.
The most handsome manager in baseball has got to be Gabriel Kapler.
And no, Kapler's 12, and Aaron Boone, he's your Yankee guy. He's 13.
Yeah, no, Aaron's got that nose, that Bob Boone nose that kind of throws the look off a little bit.
And I am ranked 29th among the 30. The only guy I'm better looking is Matt Quatraro of the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, well, he looks like the equipment guy that drives the truck, so.
Stop. Ricky Ricardo. I am in constant awe of you, my
Super
friend.
Super funky.
Be well. Monday night, baby.
Be well, Ricky.
Dallas at Tampa. I'll be there, but it's going to be the Giants, Ed.
I think I may be booking Ricky for next Tuesday. We'll see there what he thinks. He'll be there.
Absolutely.
Ricky, thank you, my friend. Be well.
Anytime.
The great Ricky Ricardo.
Well, on tonight, by the way. We'll do the overnight tonight.
Oh, he's on the overnight. Put McCoo on it.
I will do that.
Propose to her on the air.
I will do that. On your last day, we'll do it.
All right, we'll see about it. Well, he already proposed to her.
That part's done already.
I don't know. We have 8-year engagement. This is not really an engagement, right?
Look at this
it's
point.
It's not an engagement.
You know, they're not starting a family.
Yeah.
They're, you know, a little bit older. So it's just, some people just don't like to refer to their partners as girlfriend or boyfriend when you get a little bit
it
older.
Sounds better to say fiance.
Correct.
All right, now, next week, I think Monday, we're bringing in a couple that I put together the whole way.
Okay.
They were not even dating when they visited, and I felt the sexual tension between them.
Oh, what?
How
did you approach this conversation?
Right. I jumped in the deep end, and I just said, I just want you to know, her name is Mackenzie. Mackenzie, that man that you came in with, who's your friend, he wants to be a lot more than friends. And here's the great news. They're about to get married.
Wow.
I am their Uncle Angelo.
Oh,
you're a shaman.
You may have a calling when the radio business is done.
You know what? I may start my app.
Matchmaker.
I'll have an app for matchmaking.
Move to Vegas.
It'll be a Tinder, Bumble, and Bumbler.
Oh, you're a Bumbler, definitely.
I'm on Zach. Zach is out of line. Hi, Zach Ray.
Hey, my crew, how you doing?
All right, Zach, so you just heard Ricky, he watched the Giants. Who do you want this game?
I want the Cowboys.
Yep, see, I think I'm speaking, we need the Cowboys, Zach. I got to get that taste out of my mouth.
Exactly, that Christmas Day game left me disgusted and distraught.
And you know what else I need? I need Jerry Jones here in his luxury box with a sunken face in the fourth quarter when the Eagles are up 3 touchdowns. That, to me, makes the whole season worthwhile.
I could not agree more.
Oh, Zach, we got to do it. All right, Zach, I got great prizes today. I need you on Kiss a Ginger Day. This is a day where you should try, if you know somebody well, to kiss a redhead. Who is your favorite redhead, Zachary?
I'm going to go with Lucille Ball.
Ooh.
Lucille Ball. He went old school, really old school. You know that, Rhea, are you aware that she was not an actual redhead?
Well, that doesn't surprise me. You know, are you aware that she is the one that is responsible for, let me make sure I get this right, Star Trek?
She is?
What?
She ran a studio.
Desi Lu Studio.
They came to her with a pilot. I think it had gotten rejected by many people.
Wow.
And she kind of greenlighted it.
Wow, that is good.
So I think she's the reason for it.
Please understand, Rhea Hughes is part of a TV podcast with Jay Black, yes. jblack.tv, and she is full of that type of nugget of information.
There's all kinds of useless information.
That woman
around.
Is stored That's with incredible. Nuggets everywhere.
I like Star Trek. I didn't know that.
Wait till you hear Rhea on British television. Ah!
By the way, one of the documentaries I mentioned on that show before, yep. The missing Vatican girl?
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the Netflix show, they are reopening the case.
How about that?
It got such a huge, you know, audience worldwide that they've reopened it.
When's the last time you went to England?
Oh, God, it's probably been 20 years.
You'll love it.
Well, I was hoping that the Phillies, weren't they doing a game over there? If the is it the MLB? Oh,
you will go when they go.
I was going to take Clark if they had gotten selected.
It's a great trip. Yeah. Barrett, you ever been to London?
No, I haven't.
What are you waiting for?
I don't want to go to London.
It's really cool. There's some really awesome stuff.
No, I don't want to go to London.
The royal family.
Well, who cares about that?
Right. I mean, this
I'll be honest. Can I be
they
honest?
Don't care about each other.
I didn't care that much. And then I saw Harry on the 60 Minutes.
You like the drama.
You know what I said to my wife? I like Harry.
Oh.
It's cold there.
I'm on Team Harry.
I'm totally Team Harry.
I'm Team Harry. Yep.
Team Harry.
I'm not Team all the other people.
No.
215-592-9494. When we return. Oh, what do we got next? This is going to be. I want to throw this out. We got Dr. Fish coming up. And Dr. Fish is worried.
Love Dr. Fish.
That if something bad happens to this playoffs, the entire city will go into a deep depression.
Yeah.
He will give us tools to avoid. All right, 7:23 is the time. If you missed it a while back, we were talking about a poll that has come out. The most handsome major league managers, Rob Thompson of the Phillies, is number two. He gets a very high ranking on something they do on an app where they evaluate a lot of different segments of your face and come up with it. I am just above an aardvark. All right,
I am an aardvark.
I am a 5.5 something, which is not good.
Well, right? It's out of 10, right?
Now, what I have done is I have now asked Ava Graham quietly to assess my wife's head.
I did Delaney.
You
first.
Did my granddaughter, who is really beautiful.
She is so cute, yeah. Delaney.
How'd she do?
She got a 9.52.
See, that this is, yeah.
Great.
But understand, she has none of my gene pool.
That is my
stepdaughter and my son-in-law.
Your daughter is beautiful, though.
They're beautiful people. But here's my concern. And Brad Brooks was just helping me with this because he made a lot of money in football. But now his wife out-earns him. And at once, Al has always said, I got upgraded because I had money. And that. But
well,
now, very soon, like in a couple of weeks, I'm not going to be making any money. Zero money. No income. If my wife is an 8 and I'm a 5, right?
Yeah.
I'm done. My days are over. She's going to look at every guy and say, he's better than the loser I'm with. Are you with me, Barrett? Put your mic on.
You got to know, man, when you outkick your coverage, you got to make sure you put it down so you don't have to worry about it. See?
Eventually, you outkick your coverage, and then they return one for a touchdown, and you're screwed. Right.
Would you like if we, throughout the show, would like put a wig on you? Or
no, is it that? You are so haughty because you got a high score.
I'm trying to help you.
Right? No, you're not. Johnson, you have never tried to help anyone your whole life.
A 5 out of 10 is not bad.
You're a troll.
You're not a 2.
You're a troll. All right, anyway, Ava Graham, what is our current read on our question of the day?
By the way, you need more pictures of Gail on your phone.
I know. Well, there aren't any on here?
Like, hardly any.
What's that about?
How many pictures of Bentley?
With Cindy Webster. She's got a bunch of them.
I have some.
You do? Good. Yeah.
Brought to you by Arm & Chevrolet. Minor fender bender or major accident, Arm & Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Find your roads at armandchevy.com. How injured do you think Jalen Hurts is? 69% say somewhat.
Somewhat is winning.
Yes.
All right. What is second, hardly or very?
Very.
Very is second.
Yes.
How many people are getting sucked into that line of thinking?
Yeah. I mean, so 14% hardly at all.
See, that was Barrett Brooks. Barrett does not swing a lot of votes.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, so a lot of people are buying it. But 69 is a big number. That's 7 out of 10.
A lot.
Come on.
Might swing something.
All right.
Well, I do know what I'm talking about, though, see.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Fish, Dr. Joel Fish, he is a psychological genius. He has the Centers for Sports Psychology throughout our area. And he tries to anticipate emotion even before it's fully experienced. So he emailed me after Monday's show because we were talking about glass half full, glass half empty, and Dr. Fish is totally glass half full. And he goes, this is a dangerous situation because the expectations are unusually high. On the line to have us get ourselves ready for the possibility of disappointment, the great Dr. Joel Fish. Hi, Doc.
Good morning, Angelo. Good morning, everybody.
All right, so, Doc, take the temperature of the city right now. Are expectations too high because the Eagles are the number one seed?
Well, the expectations are really, really high, obviously. And, you know, all week long, what I've been hearing from fans is a mixture of excitement and worry and anxiety. And to me, it's all about the expectations. This is not the Phillies from this year. We were happy for the Phillies to get to the World Series. If they made it, great, we were able to rebound from their loss. But when your expectations are high, the Eagles have led from beginning, middle, end. Anything less than a Super Bowl is going to be considered a failure. So the worry, the anxiety, I think, has to do about the fear of disappointment. And there's a lot of that right now.
Well, this is not going to help the situation, Doctor. Reed Dittiger is beloved in this town. Made it very clear yesterday on WIP what his expectations are.
This season, for as great as it's been, if they don't get to the Super Bowl, who's going to feel good about it?
If the Eagles do not make the Super Bowl, Dr. Fish, was this season a failure?
When you have your expectations, winning is the only thing, yes. And look, even with you, Angela, with all the emotions you've expressed this year, what I heard in terms of anxiety, worry, tell me if I'm right about this. A couple days ago, you said, we're 14-3. We're the number one seed. This may not happen for another 30 years. That comment to me was around anxiety, around worry. And that's what happens when the stakes are so high and the expectations are so high. It's a long drop down if things don't work out for the Eagles.
100%. So, Doc, I was thinking about what we said we were emailing, and I realized how I handle this kind of situation. And it is that if something disappoints me, I identify who to blame and attack, right? Is this healthy?
Well, yes, I think that's your MO there. And I see where the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator are already coming in,
yeah.
Angelo. I think you've identified them. And a lot of us, when things are complex, we try to sort of simplify it and find a target. But underneath that anger, I would suggest, is a lot of worry and anxiety. And I think we just, over the next few weeks, have to learn how to manage that just 3 or 5% better, which we always call the mental edge. See, the 2 weeks helps us in some ways. We can get healthier and we can get better. But the 2 weeks also, I think, fuels anxiety. It leaves a lot of times for what if.
100%.
What if Matt, you know, Lane Johnson. And so we're going to see somebody play really well this weekend too. And so I just think the 2 weeks we have to watch out for, because it may be helpful from a health perspective, but it's a way to fuel some of that what if anxiety. So we have to find some ways to get through this Saturday and get to the following week, no matter who we play.
So, Doc, here's what I have learned about football and Philadelphia in the past year, because I'm taking all these emails. And during games, Doc, emotions are raw, and the emails are flooding in, and most of them are very negative, right? And I'm thinking, and then the Eagles would come back and win, but they wouldn't. People react so much more to something they don't like than something they do like. Is sports a mechanism to express rage you have bottled up about other things in your life? Is that what I'm seeing there?
Well, I think it can be some of that, but I think we've got a lot of old wounds in this town. You know, I've grown up and watched all these games like everybody else. Rhea's been talking about Joe Giravicius for all these years, right?
She still is. She still sees him running.
I know. I think underneath, you know, that sort of focusing on sometimes the negative, there's a lot of old wounds, there's a lot of disappointments, and we don't want to be disappointed again. And the beauty of what the Eagles are putting us through right now is there's an excitement to get to the finish line, just like that team 5 years ago did. But underlying that, especially when it's win or failure, there's a lot of old wounds and disappointment that I think come out in a lot of different ways from people, and that's what we're hearing in our callers right now.
All right, Doc, last thing. This is critical. So the Eagles are getting ready to play a week from this weekend, and all these expectations are so high. Is there anything a fan can do to protect themselves against the deep depression and frustration a loss would bring if they lose in each of the first two rounds they play?
Well, I think first things first, it depends on the personality. To get through these next few weeks, if you're more of a logical person, let's embrace the facts here. They're 14-3. They're the number one seed. They've been very resilient. Hurts, no matter how hurt he is, you know, is that personality that finds a way to win. The veterans, Kelsey, when you have him on at 8 o'clock, these guys are hungry to win. Okay, there's a good chemistry. So the way to help us deal with our anxiety and worries, if you're logical, is to embrace the facts. If you're emotional, the facts don't make much of a difference because, you know, that what if takes over. What if something bad happens? What if this? I think the plan for people that are more emotional, we know sometimes they're just to find a key word, key phrase that helps center them. But what if, trust this team, but what if they've done it before, they can do it again. But what if we may not have all the answers, but we're going to find a way. I think positive what ifs. What if this team does something extraordinary? Those kinds of thought processes for emotional people, I think, help us to just handle our emotions just a little better, whether we win or lose. And that's just what I think is a good plan for people over the next few weeks, because these next 10 days are going to be full with a lot of different emotions.
Doc, I know I'm in the emotional category, so I just need a word. And the word I'm going to use that will focus me in case things go wrong, the word is Gannon. All right, so if anything goes bad, I'm blaming the coordinator. I think I got it. Doc, this is going to work for me. Doc, you're a genius. Centers for Sports Psychology. Look it up. Dr. Fish, you're awesome. Thank you, sir.
Talk to you soon.
Gannon. That's healthy, right, Johnson?
That's what's going to work for you?
Gannon. Really?
I got a little more out of that. Than that
I man. Have a different word that usually right. goes in front
what
of it.
Word is, all right, yes, the word in front of it I know well, Rhea. You've often expressed it to me during games.
Does that have four letters sometimes?
Oh, yeah. It's always four letters. A couple of choices within the four letters. Joe's up next. Hi, Joe. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys today?
Joe, we're good. Do you have somebody you want the Eagles to face? Yeah, we're going to watch a lot of football this weekend. What should we be rooting for?
I want revenge on the Cowgirls.
There it is. See, I know what I'm talking about. That's the best case scenario, Joe.
Absolutely.
And the Eagles will not lose that game here. They will not lose it. It's not possible.
We'll crush them.
Ah, and then we get to watch them in their torment. I get to take a call from Lamont telling me how, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. It's going to be great. Joe, that's the best case scenario.
Absolutely.
All right, Joe. It's Kiss a Ginger Day. Give me a great redhead.
Cassandra Peterson.
Cassandra
AKA
Peterson.
Elvira.
Oh, Elvira. All right, put that down.
Johnson, I've never seen her as a redhead.
Johnson, where are we right now with the redhead?
We have Chelsea Clinton, Scarlett Johansson, Emma Stone, Julianne Moore, Lucille Ball, and Elvira. Have we ever seen her as a redhead?
There are two on the list that may win something, but you are not near my number one, and you are not including any men, and I need to include a redheaded man based on recent developments. That's all I'm saying. No more. 215-592-9494. When we return, I got to ask a question about Jeff Lurie and Doug Peterson, because Jeff Lurie talked to Marcus Hayes and told him how much he's rooting for Peterson. And how are you rooting so hard against a guy you fired? All right, 741. I am infatuated with this assessment of faces and how Rob Thompson's number two in the manager's list. I am uglier than 29 of the 30 managers. And my wife is in the top 10. She's almost an 8.
Yeah.
My wife is almost an 8, and I'm a 5. Rhea, now picture me no longer earning any money, slogging around the house all day.
5 doesn't go into 8.
5 doesn't go into 8. You're 100% right. 5 does no longer go into 8.
Yeah.
Remove the wallet, and a 5 is done with 8.
Now, for those
going to see me, and you're going to go, what the hell am I doing with this loser?
Now, but here's the problem, though, and this is what a lot of people aren't aware of listening right now. You have gone overboard with this. You are so upset at your grade.
I am upset at my grade.
You are asking everyone here at WIP to go through their photos on their phone and to grade anyone related to them.
Yes. I try to get you, Douglas. He's not even on this show. He's on a different show. I'm trying to get him to provide his head.
Now, what are you looking to find?
I'm looking to find someone who is below me. And all I have so far are 2 rhinoceroses and an aardvark.
Do you have any pictures of Bentley on your phone?
No, let me tell you something. Bentley's on my wallpaper.
Can we find out what Bentley grades?
Look at Bentley.
He's a beautiful dog.
Do they do dogs, Ava?
I don't know.
Because let me tell you something about Bentley. the best looker in my house.
What if Bentley gets a six?
No, Bentley's not.
Can we get Dr. Fish back on the line?
If Bentley gets a six, I'm filing a lawsuit against either. Bentley is the looker in my house. Nothing against anyone else.
Excuse me, Gail.
My wife is gorgeous, but Bentley's next level.
Barrett just saw Gail for the first time. Barrett, what did you say to Angelo?
He's definitely outkicked his covers.
No, I'm done. You said I'm done. And I'm going to tell you something, Barrett. You're probably done, too.
I've been done.
Because your wife is hot and she earns more money than you. It's over, pal.
I'm done. It's a wrap for me.
All right, let me get to this other thing because I don't understand it, all right? So somehow Marcus Hayes got a minute at least with the owner after the game on Sunday. He got to talk to Jeff Lurie. And I guess he was asking, it almost sounds like it was like a little light conversation when you meet a guy. And he said, how you watching your former coaches coach this season? And Lurie said he had watched Doug Peterson on Saturday night. When by winning, Doug won the division his first year at Jacksonville and ended up going to the playoffs. And Lurie's comment was, I watched, and I was rooting so hard. And I read that, and I went, you were rooting so hard for a guy that you fired 2 years ago.
Correct.
A guy who won you a Super Bowl. And then there was another quote in this column Marcus had done, where Jeff said, I root extremely hard for Doug and for Andy Reid, which indicated he's not rooting so hard for Chip Kelly. But okay, let that one go. All right, but here's the thing. So he's rooting really hard for Peterson and Reid. Well, Reid got 14 years here and didn't win a Super Bowl, and he's rooting real hard for him. He's rooting real hard for Doug, and he fired Doug 2 years after Doug won a Super Bowl. I don't understand.
But nobody dislikes Doug, except for
Doug
maybe Carson Wentz, but he's a jackass.
All right, but so then why did you fire him?
Because he wanted to pick his own guys. Remember,
earned that.
I didn't want him to pick the guys he wanted to pick as coordinators. Remember the guys?
I understand that. I remember all those losers. Yeah. And I agree with them that they didn't want to bring him in as coach.
The Eagles made the right decision if you look at where they are now.
Barrett, did they make the right decision?
I think that Doug wanted to get out here more so than anything. I mean, after dealing with Carson Wentz, dealing with not being able to pick his coordinator, having that Wednesday meeting or that Tuesday meeting with Howie and the owner, I mean, you shouldn't have to go through that as a coach.
Do you think Nick's having the Tuesday meeting?
Yes.
You think he is?
Yes.
And do you think Nick is taking more seriously the suggestions of the people above him?
I think so.
So Doug would listen to them, but then he would do what he thought was best for the team because that's what a coach does.
Absolutely.
Not good enough. You got to listen to them and do what they say, which then makes them pseudo-coaches themselves.
Well, I mean, they played – what was a backup quarterback to Wentz, and they lost the game, and they brought Jalen in. They took Jalen out the game.
Yeah,
and
that was the Washington game,
Barrett,
the tanking game.
Sudfeld.
Barrett. So last week, the Tuesday meeting.
Yes.
They're in with Lurie's there, Howie Roseman's there, and Nick Sirianni's there. Are they saying to him, pass the ball even though Hurts is hurt? Are their instructions so specific at these meetings that he has no choice but to script plays that favor the pass over the run despite the health of the quarterback?
It's greatly influenced. I mean,
that's not good.
Well, you heard what he said. He said, well, we understood after we lost the game against Tampa Bay that you need to have a passing offense
Absolutely.
To go into the playoffs.
Absolutely, yeah.
No, I know he said that, but it made no sense in the moment. Even if you're trying to establish what a great passing team you are this year, you're not going to do it in the 17th game of the year with an injured quarterback.
Right.
That is not logical unless you are getting instructions from above. This is the way we want it done, and Nick is following what they tell him.
Well, evidently. Well, I mean, if it's working the way it's working, 14 wins.
And I don't understand how Reed got 14 years without winning a Super Bowl and Doug only got 5.
Made him a lot of money.
Because remember, Reed ran the show.
Yeah.
Oh, so once they got rid of Chip, then Chip came in, he ran the show, and they went, nobody else is running the show.
Exactly.
That makes more sense.
Chip messed up
everybody.
You're
the most logical person on this show.
That's frightening.
It's a low bar to clear. Gary's up from Whitehall. Hi, Gary.
Morning, Ace. Morning, everybody. How are you?
I'm great, Gary. What's on your mind today, pal?
Bring on the Cowboys.
There it is. See, I know what I'm talking about, Gary. This is really what we want, isn't it?
Exactly. They ruined Christmas, and they deserve to get smashed at home.
Oh, and I'll tell you something, Gary. I am just as confident, if not more confident, that the Eagles would beat the Cowboys than that they would beat the Giants. I actually rather have the Cowboys. I would like the Vikings to beat the Giants because they scare me more. Daniel Jones scares me more than Dak Prescott.
Yep. And, comment you made before, Jerry Jones' face can't sag anymore because he has so much work done.
I would like him to be so sad that he requires another facelift.
That'd be awesome.
I like it, Gary. Yeah. Gary, give me a red hat.
Oh, well we're gonna take you right there to that low-hanging fruit. Let's go with Prince Harry.
Harry. Let me tell you something. I don't know. I don't follow this stuff. My wife loves it.
You know I follow
you
it.
You love
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
I watched the guy for 30 minutes, 35 minutes on 60 Minutes. I like him.
Here's the thing is, if you watch The Crown, which you know I've also watched every season, that family's been a hot mess for 100 years.
Yes. And you now are seeing a lot of what's going on inside. Now, I had one other thought I should share.
Okay, and what's that?
I'm watching him. I got to understand. I got a high definition, 82-inch screen. Harry needs to see Dr. Glatt.
Yes, I agree with that. Failing your thinning hair because his brother used to be a really good-looking guy. Then he lost all his hair.
It's in the family.
He apparently has trolled his brother about losing his hair. What? Look in the mirror, Harry. You're right behind
him. He's right behind him. He needs
hair replacement.
He's Dr. Glatt.
That thing right there, you're seeing a ton of scalp up in there.
And he's got a drop-dead gorgeous wife.
Hello.
Well, that's the problem right there. He said, hey, you can mess with me, but don't mess with the wife.
Why do you think in the early days I was with my wife, Gail, I got breast reduction surgery?
Oh, my God.
Sometimes.
God.
The way your mind works.
What is wrong with you?
I'm laughing at it. It's a fact. You think I'm making that up?
No, he did.
No, I got
Dr. Davis and Cherry Hill.
Well, what are you doing?
No, they sucked it out.
I know. You didn't have to,
we went live.
Through the motions.
We went live, and then they put it on Channel 10, and I saw what he was doing there. So thank God I was under anesthesia.
So what's going to happen after you retire, then?
I'm actually thinking of getting more plastic surgery.
Start by taking your head out of your ass.
Maria, is it too late for this nose? On the line with us is our TV critic, Richard Glaser. Hi, Richard.
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year, everybody.
Same to you, Rich. What's on your mind today, pal?
Can I give my redhead first?
Oh, please.
Jessica Chastain.
Jessica Chastain. Oh, she's spectacular. Rich, is she in every single movie and TV show now?
She's everywhere, but she's worth it. It's amazing. I love her.
I got a theory that this Oscar Isaac, she did scenes for a marriage with him in the TV miniseries last year. I think they're an item behind the scenes. Just a speculation. They're both happily married, but I've seen their spouses, and I think something's happening there. That's all I'm saying.
Hmm. Anyway, I'm reviewing Dope Sick today.
Dope Sick!
It's a one-season, 8-episode miniseries, which first aired, actually, back in October of 21.
Yep.
This series is up there with Ozark in terms of its intensity and excitement. And I admit, I've been real late getting to the dance on this one. It has taken me a long time seeing it, but I'm glad I finally caught up with it. Currently on Hulu, 89% Rotten Tomatoes. Story deals with the widespread OxyContin opioid addiction crisis in America. This crisis, if you remember, morphed into one of the biggest scandals in drug history, U.S. drug history.
It's great.
Stars Michael Keaton, Rosario Dawson, and a terrific actor who I never saw before. His real name is Michael Stuhlbarg, and he plays Richard Sackler, who is the evil...
Oh, that guy is a villain! Oh, he's good in that.
Yeah.
What about Amanda? Isn't that Amanda Seyfried? Isn't she the main character?
No.
Elizabeth Holmes? No?
No. You got the wrong story. That's Theranos.
Oh, that's different. I'm sorry.
It's a different scandal.
This is dealing with a Purdue Pharma. Oh. But this guy plays the evil and greedy president of Purdue Pharma, which is a company that manufactured and distributed this addictive pill,
yep.
which takes the name OxyContin to the public. And they would, you know, dealing with people who are totally unethical, the sales reps, the doctors, who typically lied to their customers and patients about the drug safety, and they marketed it as non-addictive, when in fact it was extremely addictive.
Rick, Rich, you are right in singling out the guy that played Sackler, because I did not know who that guy was either. And don't you want to punch him in the face?
He's really one of the most evil people I've ever seen in the movie.
And Keaton is phenomenal. How great is Michael Keaton? I love it. Dope sick. Honored by Richard. Richard, stay online for Jessica Chastain. She's in my winner's circle. I love her. The more I see her face, the more amazed I am by how perfect it is.
Yeah.
And she's in almost everything.
Everything.
I mean, there's a thing that I haven't seen yet. Armageddon something. Armageddon Down or something. And she's in this, and she's unbilled. She's not.
Armageddon Down?
Armageddon something. Armageddon Down.
Wow.
It's Armageddon Now. Something, I don't know what it is. Nick is on a live for the Northeast. Hi, Nicky.
Hey, good morning, guys. And Ray, what's up, y'all?
Hello.
What are you thinking, Nick? What are you feeling this morning?
The Eagles, I'm really not scared of anybody. I mean, the Cowboys ruined Christmas Eve, but the Buccaneers ruined our playoffs last year.
Okay.
The Vikings stink. The Giants stink. Cowboys stink. Niners stink.
Wow, you're feeling stink. Pretty good about our chances if all these teams stink.
I really, really, really just hate Jerry Jones, and I hate that, like, everything about him. And I hate that Prescott's real name is Rain Dakota, and no one calls him Rain.
I love it. I love it. Rick, give me a...
Rick,
give me a redhead.
Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit. I got to say, that's a cartoon.
Yeah.
Does that count?
Wow, it counts. It does. I mean, that's perfection. You can't deny it.